This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden announced on social media on Sunday he's staying in office but dropping his re-election bid. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
There's been a steady drumbeat of pressure from even friends and allies of President Biden in Congress who've called on him to step aside after the poor debate performance on June 27th. President Biden has endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris. In his post, he writes he believes it's in the best interest of the party and the country for him to stand down. I'm Jackie Quinn.
VOA's White House Bureau Chief Betsy Wadakwasara has more on what happens next.
Almost all of the 3,896 delegates meeting at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago next month have pledged their votes to Biden, who won every primary contest in the country. But under DNC rules, that pledge can be changed. First in the line of presidential succession, Vice President Kamala Harris would be a logical choice. 58% of Democrats think Harris would make a good president, according to a new poll from AP NORC. But just 30% of Americans overall think she would. Patsy Wadakwasara, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. Secret Service is now acknowledging it denied some requests by Republican Donald Trump's campaign for more security at his events. The acknowledgement comes about a week after the assassination attempt on Trump at a campaign rally. After the attack, the agency's chief spokesperson denied reports it had turned back Trump campaign requests for tighter security. But late on Saturday night, the Secret Service's chief spokesperson acknowledged some of the campaign's requests had been denied. This latest development will likely be a topic of discussion at a House hearing on Monday. The agency director is expected to appear. This is VOA News. Bangladesh's Supreme Court on Sunday scrapped most of the quotas on government jobs that had sparked nationwide protests by students that have killed at least 114 people in recent days. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
Bangladesh Attorney General A.M. Amin Adeen said the jobs should be open to candidates on merit.
The Supreme Court's Appellate Division, according to Article 104, gave a final solution to this quota system. That is 93% quota for general people, 5% quota for freedom fighters and their kin.
Nationwide unrest sparked following student anger against the quotas that included reserving 30% of government positions for families of those who fought for independence from Pakistan. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's government scrapped the quota in 2018, but the lower court reinstated it last month.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. The Israeli military says it has intercepted a missile fired from Yemen. The interception early on Sunday occurred after Israeli warplanes struck several Houthi rebel targets in Yemen. The Israeli airstrikes were launched in response to a deadly Houthi drone strike on Tel Aviv. They were the first time Israel is known to have responded to repeated Houthi attacks during its nine-month war in Gaza. The violence between the distant enemies has threatened to open a new front as Israel battles Iranian proxies across the region. China and the Philippines have reached a deal in an effort to stop clashes at a fiercely disputed shoal in the China Sea. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
China and the Philippines have made an agreement that they hope will end confrontations between the two nations in the South China Sea. The most notable dispute is over the second Thomas Shoal, which the Philippines occupies. A crucial deal was reached that aimed to establish a mutually acceptable arrangement at the shoal without conceding either side's territorial claims. China has disputes with several governments over land and sea borders, many of them in the South China Sea. The rare deal with the Philippines could spark hope that similar arrangements could be forged by Beijing with other rival countries. I'm Karen Chamas.
At least two people have been killed in Ukrainian strikes on the partly Russian-occupied Donetsk region, Russian state media said on Sunday, while Russian strikes wounded at least five people in Ukraine overnight. Ukraine's air defenses intercepted 35 of the 39 drones launched by Russia, according to the Air Force. Russia's Ministry of Defense claims its troops had taken control of two villages, one in the Kharkiv region and the other one in the Luhansk region. Download the VOA News mobile app from the Apple App Store or Google Play. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.